Biohacking. Biohacking is a craze right now. Everybody is talking about biohacking, but nobody is talking about this kind of biohacking. Meet Rich Chi. He's an MMA warrior turned wellness pioneer. After severe exhaustion, nearly ending his fight career, he spent 3 years in holistic rehab, diving into Chinese medicine, yoga, breathwork, and meditation. A life-altering Kundalini surge awakened his body, gifting him ki mastery and a muscle release system that eclipses standard stretching. Now he's channeling that power to redefine health, longevity, and happiness for everyone. If you have not yet liked or subscribed to The Advisor, please do so right now so we can continue to provide you with up-to-date current information, things you need to know, things that will help you, things that'll support your body. I would also like to thank Spreaker and iHeartRadio for your sponsorship. Rich, it's really good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. Love it. Love being on here.
Yeah, so how are you doing? I know years ago you almost died, and I'm going to get to that, but how are you doing in this moment right now?
Oh man, so much better.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm so glad to hear, and I'm so glad you're here to talk about this. So glad you're here. So why don't you tell us the let's get right into it. You almost died, but you told me before that your tests all said that you were normal. Your blood work was normal, everything was normal, but you didn't feel normal. Let's start there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, anything but normal, man. I was, like throughout my whole teens, it was just like this gradual decline in energy level and just overall wellness. And I kept telling, all these specialists and everything every time I went, to see someone or get a test done, like, oh, I really don't feel good. And they just look at you like, what are you talking about? Got my little clipboard here. Not only did they say I was normal and all my tests were normal, they kept telling me I'm just like the epitome of health and wellness. I was 220 pounds, bulked up for, MMA, and of course cut down to like in the 190s when it was fight time. But yeah, I felt horrible. I had no energy. So if there's anybody out there that just like you don't feel good, even though the people that you entrust your wellness to are telling you you're fine, you're fine. You may be right. You listen to your body. So, yeah. And then when I almost died, training for my next fight and my heart rate shot up and all that. That was the final straw. Like, okay, I'm not listening to anybody else. I know myself. Obviously, this is the lesson. I don't know what wellness is. And unfortunately, that's true for, I feel like, a lot of people in the West and in this country, in the US at least. It's it, our you know our model our like modern medicine is amazing. Like, it can
Yeah.
literally bring you back to life. They can do surgeries and fix things that are, after car accidents or crazy, accidents, whatever. They can just do miracles, acute care. It's phenomenal. But then you got to ask yourself, how do we keep missing, like someone like me, who's, I mean, every single organ was starting to shut down, but I was deemed perfectly, fit and, the epitome of wellness.
Yeah.
So it's our tests are not, they're just not sensitive enough.
Yeah.
So there's things that when I go to my master, he
What
can
when you
just
say my master, what do you mean by that?
so my teacher that, the guy that shoots electricity out of his hands, like, a superhero. Qigong acupuncturist, and that master. It's like my Miyagi. by Mr.
Right.
Miyagi.
So you
So
go see him. So you Western medicine isn't working for you. And then you meet this guy who ends up being this energy master that literally can shoot electricity from his hands because we're energetic beings. So we're literally connected energetically. So you meet this guy, then what happens?
it's funny because again, like this is like 10 years later after my, I almost died and did my whole holistic rehab and had the Kundalini awakening where I thought like, oh man, okay, now I got, like the energy just shakes and moves me involuntarily, like I'm up here, but
Yeah.
I go to him and then he looks at me and he like feels my pulse and he's like, he's so disappointed because we're just our diet, our lifestyle, everything here is just so subpar. It's
Yeah,
not up to standards.
it's not, it doesn't allow for rest because there's this like notion that to work hard, you work all the time to be successful. You like it's cool to stay up for 48 hours and crush out a bunch of work to accomplish something. And that is so not how the body works. Like the body needs so much stuff that society and Western culture doesn't talk about. You know, it's not normal. We need sleep. It's not cool to stay up all night. Is that kind of what you're referring to when he says he looks so disappointed?
Well, it's just the condition. So here's what I'm trying to say. We need a new wellness model. Obviously, if there's people shooting electricity out of their hands and storing it, whatever thousands, I always say thousands of volts because I don't know. It feels like you're being tasered, but however many volts of bioelectricity and then shooting out of your hands, we don't understand how to assess the true level of functioning of our organs and our different organ systems. And ancient healing systems were able to figure that out and how to assess that so much more than we do now, whatever, 3,000 years later with our fancy blood tests, like, oh, I got a CBC and my blood sugar's good, or it's controlled and my blood pressure is in range, or it's controlled. Like you can have a perfect bill of health, like I do here. And then, but they look and see like, wow, looking at your body and everything and assessing your body and your true level of wellness, like your real age, your kidneys are shot, your heart has inflammation, your lungs have dampness, your spleen and your stomach, which are the organs and the circuits that control your digestion and absorption, completely shot, and you're not getting energy from your food, your digestion's off. And there's a ton of energy stuck. It's called liver qi stagnation. There's a ton of energy stuck around your liver. Things are just not working well. And so, like, again, our level of wellness is so, it's so elementary, even with how advanced we are.
Yeah.
And, but we get the other thing that's tricky is we get used to our current state, right? Like, it's like like a boat, if there's a straight path to like optimal functioning where like all your energy channels are open and buzzing, full of current. But let's say you're off. You start turning to the right a little bit, and then you go to sleep on the boat, and you wake up 20, 30 years
You're in
later.
a different country.
Yeah, you're in another
Do you know
ocean.
what I think of? This is what I think of because I know exactly what you mean. So we get so used to functioning with low energy and all these things, we just like push our way through. So I picture us as like being a metal canoe, and I picture it with little holes in it. So each of us have all these little holes, and then I picture us putting duct tape over that hole to fix it. Without actually fixing it. And then suddenly the duct tape loosens a little, and then there's small leakages happening everywhere. That's how I envision what you're trying to say. And then slowly you start sinking until that point where you almost die. And then you're like, something needs to change. So, what needs to change? What is this new wellness program? What are you, what did you create?
Yeah, so it's taking an approach to wellness that, again, at least acknowledges the energy in your body. So when I work with people, I'm able to kind of assess the true state of their different organs and kind of see really where they're at. And then we work on it from, a diet approach, basically from all angles. As a dietitian, I also study, how to address these issues. Like, okay, you have some weakness, in your kidneys, which is where basically our lifelong supply of energy is stored. It's governed by the kidneys. So, let's tailor your diet to really, help support your kidneys. Even though your GFR and your BUN, your creatinine are all perfectly normal range, they can be a pretty rough shape, and then really the muscle release system, like I just wrote an article about this, but we accumulate so much tension in the muscles and in our spine that it literally just blocks. It creates blockages in our circuits. They're like short circuiting. So our energy is not flowing correctly or strongly enough. So just opening up, like, and it only takes like, you ever hear that, smarter, not harder?
Yes.
It only takes like, I'm gonna say, what could I reduce it to? 30 seconds, learning how to release muscle tension instead of like yanking and doing this thing we call stretching. That,
Let's get rid of the term no pain, no gain.
yeah, man. I mean, like,
It
no
doesn't have
pain,
to hurt.
no, not at all. No pain, all gain. So much gain.
Yes, exactly.
So diet, opening up, years, sometimes a lifetime of muscle and spinal tension, and the mind is a whole. Probably gonna have a whole episode on the mind here. We got five more in our little series here. So the mind is a huge, and it's just like the body. It just we build up tension in the mind too, in our heart too. Emotion wise and spirit wise. And over time, we have to relieve that tension. And that's different. Like, you can't exercise your way out of that. Like, you have to, or duct tape it up. You have to, undo negative thought patterns. You got to learn how to see things in a different light. And so that's part of what I do too, is because I felt like what was always missing for me is working with, personal trainers or whatever, dietitians or all these different practitioners, even my masters, they boost the body. But then, like, all the stuff in the mind and in my chest, emotion wise, like, you don't always get a chance to talk about that. But therapy is becoming really more accepted now, so that's good. But I'm always there to help people push through mental and emotional blocks, as because those can hold you back.
Yeah.
Your body could be like, okay, my energy's through the roof, and then you just do something stupid and you just self-sabotage yourself because you weren't really ready. There's something that's blocking. Again, it's blocking a circuit. So whether that's an emotion or a fear or a worry, it's blocking you. So diet, physical activity, of course, teaching people how to move right so that they don't, create all this tension in their body and block things up, getting rid of that muscle tension, and spinal tension, the mind, emotion, relationships. And again, assessing where their true state of all the different organs, and see really where their body is at, not just, oh yeah, you're doing good.
Yes,
But
yes. So your program encompasses like all of these things. It's like a holistic way, and you teach people how to actually feel better.
absolutely, health is how you feel. But again, we get used to our current state. So, like, when I was near death, at that point, that was the highest energy I would feel. the highest energy I could feel during the day was pitiful. But that's because of this how gradually I was declining, energy versus time. As life went on, I just that was my best. I didn't re so and I feel like a lot of times because we have this ancient wellness model, we don't realize that, okay, we're here. There's a spot up here. We don't remember how we used to feel as a kid. And then there's actually a point above that to where, now you have the capability of, again, there's people shooting electricity out of their hands. There's many more levels of wellness and energy that we can, and consciousness too, that we can ascend to. So that's what I love doing is helping people. And then just hearing like, oh my God, I feel so much better. I'm like, yeah. And now you're up here. And now you have, guess what? You have less tolerance to feel, where you used to feel. So now you just elevated yourself to a new quantum level of energy and wellness. And you can just keep going up. And there's no limit. I mean, yeah, there's some limits, but there's way more space and place to ascend, the way more higher levels.
When you definitely when you clear out all of those blockages, it allows you to achieve higher levels of consciousness. So you the more that you get out of your body, like you're talking about, the more you're going to be able to connect to things like the divine and feel energy. So I know for myself, I've always been super connected to energy, but I wasn't able to feel energy until I started working with someone who works with energy as well. And all of that stuff got cleared out of my system, and suddenly I'm feeling the electricity that you're talking about right now, as I'm feeling it surrounding my body. And that's because my system is clear. But before, when I was functioning in my own chaos, it was like my normal was waking up every day, chugging back coffee and putting all these synthetic things in my body to make me perform because that's what I thought I needed to do in order to be successful. And so I love that you're teaching people, you're showing people how to unlearn that and then teaching people how to actually connect back to themselves.
Yeah, and I love your duct tape analogy. Like I'm just picturing somebody canoeing with duct tape and all these holes. But I feel like the duct tape always changes every year. It's a different
Or
fitness.
layers,
Yeah,
layers, just layers.
it's a different fitness and wellness fad. And but one thing that has been consistent with the fitness and the wellness fads is a lot of times it's stimulants, like caffeine, or it's a natural supplement, but then they'll you don't see they snuck caffeine in there, so you're getting this high, and it's souping your body up, kind of like you're souping a car up to run faster, but then you're doing this over time because you're getting that spike in energy, but then it's just speeding up an old, tired body or canoe, to run faster, and then it drops back down because it's wearing you out in the long run. So now that the new hit thing is like biohacking, like, oh, let's do all this cool stuff to, increase our mitochondrial, health and everything. It's like, you can try to like zoom in to the cellular level and tell yourself that you're boosting your mitochondria and all this stuff. But if your circuits aren't open, if they're not flowing, if they're not connected, if your organs are weak, you're not going to be able to boost anything. And it's amazing that these things keep happening. Like 15 years ago, alkaline water, the same machine, alkaline water was like, I don't know if you remember this, like, alkaline water was saving the universe. And now the same machine that produces the alkaline water also produces hydrogen water. But now hydrogen water is the biohack of the century. It's like it's the same machine that they were selling 15 years ago that was making. But back then, the hydrogen water, you're only supposed to use it for cleaning. But now it's supposedly biohacking your way into like God mode. Like
You know what's interesting is that I know people who swear by that water and they say it's like the only thing that's changing their life. It's giving them all this mental clarity. It's the power of the mind. You know, I'm not saying anything. I'm not duping it. I'm not saying it's bad. I don't have enough research in my mind, but it's like if you tell someone, drink this water, I can tell my water right now that it's going to make me feel amazing. And if I actually mean that, then I'm going to feel amazing because my mind, that's what my mind is telling my body. So I think you uncovered another thing is like the power of the mind. The mind is so powerful. What we're putting in here is how we're going to feel in here and how we're going to treat ourselves. So the water may not be almighty, but it's what people are telling themselves the water is going to do for them.
And I wrote about, the placebo effect in my, and again, I'm not saying either. I can't really, like, I've tried some. But I'm pretty darn in tune to my body at this point. Like I know when I can feel optimum and when I cannot. So it's hard for me. Sometimes you're too conscious. I can't. It's hard for me to dupe myself. But so I forget what I was talking about. The hydrogen water.
Yeah, so we were talking about, I mentioned how people can train their mind, like
Oh,
the
the placebo
placebo effect.
effect.
You wrote about the placebo effect. What
Yeah,
did you,
in the
yeah.
book. And I think what happens is over time, it's just like the placebo effect kind of wears off. And it's
Yep.
like,
Oh,
okay,
100% it does.
my your overall lifestyle is heading your wellness and your body in a certain direction, up or down, and that water becomes a little less. That's why there's new biohacks and fads every year, because that wears off after a while because it's probably not working. So I would try all these different fads and everything, but every time I go to my master, he really tells me where what my current state is. So it's tricky because I really want to believe in the mind. So and I think we can heal ourselves, but everything in my experience has been working with the electricity in the body, opening up your channels and boosting them and boosting your overall health, especially if you have drained your physical body. And that really helps those circuits reach your spirit and your mind. And it helps you, it gives you momentum to keep climbing up higher on the wellness ladder. But yeah, the mind, it's amazing. But we have to support the body too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and people think that, you get this product and it says it's supposed to do all this stuff and then they wonder why it's not working. It's like if your body's not foundationally ready for that, it's not going to do what it's going to optimize your body to do. So, we really have to start. I think you're onto something, and I love the way that your program encompasses that is like the food we're eating. So start there. Start with body movement. Start with the foundational stuff. And then send them on their way to try all these biohacking tools. But I like how you really strip it down to the foundational tools that people need in order to feel their best utilizing different tools.
And again, another episode probably will devote to all just all about diet. But a lot of people, like, they're trying to take all these supplements and these herbs, and which may function, but if your digestive system, your spleen and your stomach circuits, channels are not up to par, they're not, functioning 100%, your body can't utilize that energy, even food. Like there's a point. I'll give you guys a little energy boosting tip. There's a point called Stomach 36, Zhusan Li, and it's almost used in like every, like the stomach and spleen is always used in some kind of acupuncture treatment in the protocol at some point, because when you boost your digestion, helps your body absorb more energy from food, and that's our main way that we absorb energy. So it's almost like the digestion is like the key to everything. But again, you can't just be flooding yourself with all this nutrients and everything if. That's one thing that we're really looking past again with this modern wellness model that we have, is that nobody's looking at how strong your digestive fire, it's called in ancient healing systems. How strong is your digestion, your absorption? Can you literally get energy from food? And you can feel it too. Like if you're not getting a huge buzz of energy like a kid after you give him birthday cake, like there's something wrong with your digestion. Especially if you're getting a little tired or passing out. What do we see sometimes as we get older? People passed out after they eat. I remember going
Yeah,
to
the
visit my
baby
grandpa
does.
in the nursing home, and it'd be right after, lunchtime. Everybody would be like passed out in the chair.
Yeah.
After a lifetime, man, the digestion is just not, it's not up there anymore.
Yeah. So tell us where people can find you to learn more about your program.
So we got this podcast here, of course. We got our little 6-part series. And then I'm doing a 100-part series on all social media, except for Twitter. That's the only one I'm not on. But Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook.
Facebook.
Can't forget about good old Facebook. How to have more biohacks, how to have more energy naturally. But it's at Rich Chi Wellness. So it's Rich and then
Beautiful.
Chi, Chi Wellness.
Beautiful.
And getrechargednow.com.
Oh, yes. And your book. Let's talk about your book for a second. What is the title of it?
Getrechargednow.com. Or sorry, the name of the book is just Get Recharged Now. How to have more
Beautiful.
energy with the secrets to longevity.
Yeah, beautiful. And that outlines the things that we're talking about today. What is one thing you want to leave our audience with before we leave for today?
Oh man, just like one of those interview questions that they hit you with that you wish you had 2 weeks to study for.
What is your intuition telling you?
Going along with the theme of the day here, I would say listen to your body. On another level, there's, and again, I just wrote an article about this. There's so much happiness and energy inside. It's just gotten covered up over time. It's just gotten blocked. So we don't need to biohack the heck out of our body so much as to just remove those blocks. And it's just the body is such an amazing thing, and our true nature is happy. So that's what I would leave everyone. Your true nature is happy. Whether you know it or not, you are super happy and excited inside. And if you're not, let me know. We'll figure it out.
Well, I love your spirit and you're so just free and I can feel your energy and you really give light to wellness, which is really nice because doesn't have to be serious or scary. And I just want to tell the audience right before we got on this call, I was preparing for the show and I was going through the notes and we asked the question, tell us a little bit about yourself. And Rich said, I am amazing. And I laughed my ass off and I loved it so much. But that's what separates you from other people that are in wellness is because you do have a fun loving spirit. So thank you so much for being here and talking to us about all this stuff.
Anytime, anytime. Gotta keep it light.
Yes. And to everyone who tuned in, please stay tuned because we're going to go into more depth on this topic. And Rich is going to take us through a whole bunch of different topics, like he said, including what we put in our bodies, the mind. And we're going to learn more about people who shoot electricity from their hands. And we're not talking Spider-Man, these are real life humans. Until next time, take care, everyone.